Attorney Joe Cosell is defending Shauna Fierro against a DUI charge stemming from her arrest in August 2013. This was a few months after the U.S. Supreme Court issued its opinion in Missouri v. McNeely that arresting officers have to get a warrant before obtaining a blood sample in routine DUI cases. Based on McNeely, a Butte County magistrate suppressed Fierro's blood evidence. That's the test case the state has been waiting for.
And I think all defense lawyers, all prosecutors, and all judges are very happy that we have a ruling, and now we know how to move forward.
Cosell says forcible blood draws clearly violate Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure.
Piercing the body of a fellow citizen, you know, to collect evidence, is a very serious invasion of privacy. And I think, as the opinion noted, it's only right that the decision to do that be done by a neutral and detached magistrate instead of the government or law enforcement at the scene.
Although implied consent is no longer applicable, the state could return to revoking licenses of drivers who refuse to give blood. Attorney General Marty Jackley says legislators could also consider adding further criminal sanctions to DUI charges, as 17 other states have done post-McNeely, or they could do nothing.
When you look at the scheme of things, the only way a blood draw of a suspected drunk driver can occur in South Dakota is with an actual consent of the driver, a warrant, or exigent circumstances.
It's those exigent circumstances that now might take up court time. Going forward, when law officers do not get a warrant, they'll have to prove they had good reason. The state Supreme Court determined last month that McNeely does not apply retroactively before April 2013. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.